WTAW News Time at 6:06. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos County Tax Office is in its last days in downtown Bryan. Tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe says if you still have to do your April vehicle registration, do it before next Monday.
We're actually going to close at our old location, end of the business day Monday, and we'll have 3 days to move all of our departments, including the motor vehicle department, train on the new equipment, and then we are opening Friday morning at the new location.
Photos of the new building off Pendleton between Copperfield and Boonville are on our website at WTAW.com. Four juveniles have been arrested on felony criminal mischief charges for setting fire to playground equipment at Sol Ross Park in February. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says damage was estimated at more than $8,000. Brandon Webb with the Bryan School District says the fire was across the street from Sol Ross Elementary School.
That is playground equipment that that our kids use and a lot of community members also use. There's a tradition of having public parks next to public schools here in Bryan.
Webb says at least two of the plastic slides were set on fire the evening of February 12th. The Texas A&M Health Science Center and St. Joseph Health System are among the partners in a new senior living community. HSC Chief Executive Dr. Brett Jouas says students in multiple disciplines will be involved in the MatureWell Lifestyle Center.
How many seniors are on multiple medications that would love to have a personalized doctor of pharmacy student working with them to make sure the dosages are just right?
Developers of the Traditions are also participating in the 23,000-square-foot, two-story facility near the golf course and the HSC. Groundbreaking will take place this fall with completion next spring. On his next to last day as interim president of Texas A&M, Mark Hussey received a standing ovation at the Board of Regents meeting. Dr. Hussey responded to Chancellor John Sharp's request to make a speech.
Chancellor, I'm not going to give a speech, but as I've said many times, I need to thank this board. I need to thank you, Chancellor, for giving me this opportunity to lead our university.
After 15 months in the president's office, Hussey will return to his position as dean of the Agriculture College and assistant vice chancellor for its agriculture agencies. Texas A&M's startup Aggieland organization is the nation's first student entrepreneur business accelerator. You're invited to check out their second Shark Frenzy event. 20 student teams will enter the Shark Tank with 10 venture capitalists to pitch their idea. Marketing coordinator Shelley Brakeman says the event is almost exactly like the TV show Shark Tank.
The set is very similar. When they come in, they'll see a live TV production. The studio audience is them. They get to participate. It's pretty interactive. We have sharks or investors that are coming from the East and the West Coast and from around Texas. We've got quite a few celebrity sharks.
Brinkman says two teams will receive checks for their pitch. The free event is from 4 to 7 at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 55 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning, it's 710. It's not either. 710 on the East Coast, 610 here. It's brought to you, our weather, by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of sunshine will continue right through today with high temperatures during this afternoon, a bit over 80, and it's going to be clear tonight. Overnight low 54 to 58. Looks nice again during the day Friday, mostly sunny skies, high temperature 80 to 84 degrees. It'll be clear and a bit milder Friday night around 60, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, temperatures reaching the lower and middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M softball getting win number 35. There's a little old draft that happens today. Where are the Aggies going? What's Dallas doing? We'll have more on that. Plus Major League Baseball and the NBA playoffs coming up in sports at 6:50.
And they've lost their way. They're in Chicago? Is that right? The draft is in Chicago.
I believe that is correct, yes.
How silly could that be? Well, I heard they're even talking about having different rounds in different cities. I mean, come on.
Well, the NFL's trying to find a way to make more money now that they're not tax exempt.
That's right. A German motorcyclist hit the rear of a car, flew through the car's rear window, and into the back seat. After the impact, the driver just continued on his way. The 54-year-old motorcyclist said he had to ask the driver to stop to let him out. The unidentified driver has not contacted authorities. German police said they're searching for the driver of the small red car with the broken window.
Lots of sunshine.
Oh, quit it. Shut up. Broken window. Okay.
And broken window.
Okay. The broken window.
Hey.
Hey. Radio professionalism at its bestest. Right here. Yeah.
I think we're all just getting started a little slower. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Getting our light wraps out.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And is it a full moon? It's pretty close.
Is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's shining, yeah, nice clear sky. Yeah.
It is clear. Yes. It is nice. Very pleasant.
Something new, something different.
Spring is here, and now is the time to get fit at AeroFit. You can enroll for just $1. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for over 10 years. That's because of AeroFit's excellent facilities, services, and staff. AeroFit is everything you and your family want in a health club. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive SmartStar program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just a buck. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
It's 613, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's day 120. Got 245 to go. It's National Honesty Day. Why not? Animal Advocacy Day. Hug a bunny or whatever. International Jazz Day. Tonight is Walpurgis Night.
Oh, good. Waiting.
Yeah, well, it's celebrated on the eve of May Day, which is also the feast of St. Walpurgis. According to a German legend, witches gather on this night and celebrate their Sabbath on the highest peak of the Harz Mountains.
Ah, it's Walpurgisnacht.
Yeah, so there. Okay, let you know. All right, and birthdays of?
Diana Agron. Agron. From Glee is 29 years old. Kristen Dunst is 33. Johnny Brown.
Okay.
Is 40. Carolyn Dawn Johnson.
That's Galecki, isn't it? It's Johnny Galecki.
Is it Galecki?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
The Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
44 years old. Adrian Pasdar is 50. Isaiah Thomas is 54. Meryl Osmond, 62. Bobby V.
Of course.
Take good care of my baby, 72 years old. Burt Young from the Rocky movies and
I didn't know he was still alive. I thought he was
dead. 75 years old. Willie Nelson.
Okay. Light it and smoke them if you got them.
Fifth degree black belt is 82. And Cloris Leachman is 89 today.
Huh. Now, it says here Kunal Nayar, who is also from the Big Bang Theory. So two guys from the Big Bang Theory have birthdays today.
I didn't have that one, sorry.
That's all right. There was one of Turbo B. You didn't have Turbo B, the rapper.
No.
Just saying. 48, you know, I mean, really? Did you say Michael Walter?
No, I didn't have his either.
Okay, Michael.
You
Walter,
have better 66. Sports ones than I do. How does that happen?
I really have no idea.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so now Obama's 0-5 when it comes to rushing to judgment in these racially charged stories. First, it was the Cambridge police acting stupidly. Then it was Trayvon Martin would look like his son. Then we had Michael Brown in Ferguson, Eric Garner in New York. Now, without any evidence of what happened in the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, well, the president lectures us on how police misconduct and our need for soul-searching on race and American values without knowing any details. Now, maybe it'll turn out in this case to be that way, but we don't know. But for him to be a constitutional lawyer and rush to judgment is irresponsible and only further divides the country.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is a story just ripped from the headlines. 9 women have pled guilty to roles in an identity theft scheme in which over 7,000 false tax returns were filed for more than $20 million in refunds. Now, one of the defendants worked at a military hospital and stole personal information from soldiers, many of whom were deployed in Afghanistan. Now, stories like these are precisely why I have, and you need in this day and age, LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus gives you the most comprehensive identity theft protection. Now, it goes beyond just notifying you of debit and credit card transactions. It protects your good name, your identity, your credit, your bank, retirement accounts, and even the equity in your home. Just go to LifeLock.com/Hannity. By using the promo code Hannity, you save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Or you can call and mention my name, 800-440-4836. 800-440-4836. 800-440-4836 for LifeLock.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Have an ever-expanding waistline? Blame workplace stress. A new Career Builder survey finds 57% of us feel we're overweight, up from 55% last year. 42% have gained weight in our present job, up from 39% last year. Amid somewhat positive results for Sony's latest fiscal year, its smartphone unit incurred a loss of $1.8 billion due to competition from rivals including Apple, Samsung, and Xiaomi, as well as costs related to restructuring. The unit also expects another loss for the current year. A French fry supplier to the McDonald's restaurant chain in China has been issued Beijing's biggest ever pollution fine for releasing dirty wastewater. Beijing environmental officials levied a record fine of $650,000 against Beijing's Simplot Food Processing Company. The company is a joint venture between McDonald's, the U.S.-owned J.R. Simplot Company, and the Beijing Agricultural, Industrial, and Commerce General Company. That's your money now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spyder line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spyder, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spyder F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spyder F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spyder, riding has evolved.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Later this morning, a list of the most polluted cities in America. That'll be fun. because we don't live in one, so it'll be good.
Any surprises?
No.
Okay.
They're all in California. saying.
Well, they just have stricter pollution.
That's right. Well, definitions. You know it. When you come to face-to-face with a bar, that's B-E-A-R, bar.
Oh, yeah.
As in the Davy Crockett song. The most likely option that you would choose is run away from it. Not if you are Carl Moore from California.
They said not to run from him.
He's 73.
Whoa!
Weren't scared of bears. In fact, when the bear came face to face with him, he punched him in the face. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Bare knuckle bar boxing.
Yeah, just right there. The bear had apparently gotten in his front yard and was about to attack his dog, Lacey. So the dog had started whimpering at the sight of the bear that had wandered into its space. Annoyed at this act and the trespassing of the bear, again, 73-year-old Carl Moore headed straight for the bear, landed a punch right on his face. And that's why we have YouTube, because it's out there for you.
All you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Dateline Dallas. Well, hang on, let me back up just a second. First, it's called social media for a reason, because everybody can see it. One day, people are going to learn that posting something publicly on Facebook means that people can see it. 27-year-old single mom in Dallas earlier this month, she got a job at a daycare. The morning she was going to start, she posted on Facebook, quote, "I'm starting my new job today, but I absolutely hate working at daycare." Her new bosses saw it and fired her before she even started. Then a mob of angry moms on Facebook found out what she'd written, and they started attacking her, so she tried to clarify, quote, "LOL, it's all good. I just really hate being around a lot of kids." Is that an improvement? No, it made it worse. This woman says she realizes she shouldn't have vented about her job before she'd even started, and if she does have issues in the future, she's not going to put them on Facebook. So I guess live and learn, quote, "I'm not going to post anything, no matter how I feel." Again, social media. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, a custom gun shop with the largest supply of suppressors in the Brazos Valley, tactical gear, automatic knives from Benchmade, and they can customize anything you want. They can change the color of your gun with Cerakoting, buy a new gun, and of course they've got ammunition. And more often than not, they've got .22 when no one else does. So to see if they do, go to gun-corps.com. Live and in person on Texas Avenue and College Station across from the Kettle Restaurant in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 625, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Pretty okay for the weather. Got a pretty good run, as a matter of fact, all the way through, looks like any Tuesday anyhow, as far as the temps are concerned. 79 for a high temperature today, and the winds will be westerly today, not quite as cool as they were yesterday. Yesterday, pretty much an ideal day. 56 for our low temperature again tonight as we'll cool down. Back up around 80 or so, and we'll continue that with the lows around 60, and that'll go all the way through Monday night. Then, actually, it gets a little, the lows won't be quite so low, but the temps will still be right around 80 for our high temperature. It'll be down around 67 or 68 for the low. So boy, there you go. It, again, maybe safe to wash the car. Winds are calm right now. 89% relative humidity. We have fair skies and it's 52 out there.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
It's one thing to make a commitment. It's another thing to seeing that commitment all the way through. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Need incentive to make the switch to Pennzoil synthetic motor oils? They're formulated for complete engine protection. And here's more incentive. Save up to $25 on your next qualifying Pennzoil oil change with a service certificate. Or, if you'd rather change your own oil, you'll save $5 instantly with a coupon for the purchase of 5 quarts of Pennzoil synthetics. So make the switch and take engine performance to a whole new level. See Pennzoil.com/promotions for details. Offers end 5/31. Restrictions may apply.
Understanding how commitment works can help you better follow through. And the first important thing is to really treasure the commitment you've made.
This relationship, this job, starting your own business, you've got to really treasure that at a higher level than we're spending our time focusing on the difficulties.
Heidi Reeder, author of the book Commit to Win, says the next step in following through on commitment is contributing to that commitment at a high level.
Researchers have found that where we make contributions, we stick with it. We put a part of our time, our energy, our money, whatever, into something, then we want to see it through. Even to a default sometimes, you'll see yourself sticking with something that maybe doesn't even make sense anymore based on what you've already put into it.
One thing that often derails a commitment is to always have your eye on other options.
Whether it's a relationship, if you're spending a lot of time looking at your other options, so to speak, that actually predicts a lower commitment over time to the person that you're with. Same with a project. I mean, if you're working on a current project, but you keep fantasizing about all the other projects you could be doing. Oh, maybe that doesn't really take away. Yeah, it actually does. It actually does take away.
And Heidi says it's important to realize that commitment is not the same thing as an obligation.
No, commitment means I'm going to get the greatest value out of my life. I'm not going to be scattered all over the place. I'm going to do quality relationships, quality jobs, quality projects that I really see through for me.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos County Tax Office will be closed 3 days next week in order to move to their new building off Pendleton between Copperfield and Boonville. Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says she had to work with the state to set the moving dates in order to cause the least amount of customer disruption.
I don't know that the public understands this, but all of the equipment in that department belongs to the state of Texas. We're simply their agents in this particular case. So they have to schedule the move. They've given us a date. Their date is this next Tuesday. I asked them to please let us get through the end of the month and not put people out, because a lot of people are coming right at the end and the beginning of a month. Friday is a payday. We are always very heavy. There, people want to make sure their money's in place before they come to see us.
Rose says those needing to do April vehicle registration, you have until next Monday. The move will take place next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and the new office will be open a week from tomorrow. May vehicle registrations can be done online and in person at local Kroger and HEB stores. A new senior living community is coming to West Bryan. Partners in the Mature Well Lifestyle Center include St. Joseph Health System. Chief Executive Kathy Cruzzi says this will serve seniors who are healthy as well as those needing care.
It will be a one-stop shop, so to speak, for seniors who want to manage their chronic conditions like arthritis, stay well, and lead active lifestyles, and most importantly, share these experiences with healthcare providers who understand them, as well as other patients and community members who are in the same stage of life.
Another partner is the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Chief Executive Dr. Brett Jouard says the students will be involved in not only delivering medical care, but also doing things to keep seniors healthy. That includes a future app for smartphones and tablets designed by A&M engineering students.
Those devices to keep you healthy, to predict falls, to understand how an 80-year-old interacts with an iPad productively, these things all happen.
Groundbreaking takes place this fall with opening planned next spring on the two-story, 23,000-square-foot facility. Bryan police and fire officers say four juveniles are responsible for damaging playground equipment at Sol Ross Park.
The two agencies together arrested three juveniles and a 17-year-old on felony criminal mischief warrants.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says damage was more than $8,000. Brandon Webb with the Bryan School District says the fire was at a park across the street from Sol Ross Elementary.
Apparently the suspect set at least two of the plastic slides on fire at the park, and there may have been damage to three.
The fire took place the evening of February 12th. A Texas House committee has endorsed changing the state's school grading system to range A through F. That's after a hearing from teachers and administrators who were opposed.
School districts are currently graded A through F. This bill, sponsored by State Rep Morgan Meyer, would align that system with the individual campus rating system.
It simply makes it easier for a parent to see that where the district is and what the campus is rated are consistent.
Portia Bossy of the Texas State Teachers Association believes A through F is overly simplistic.
It really was meant to be linked to a system of high-stakes tests, and we are trying to get away from that.
State Board of Education member Thomas Ratliff finds the system incomplete.
Tell us how the highest performing subgroup, the lowest performing subgroup, and the student body as a whole is doing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And the House Public Education Committee says the campus grades would be based on student and school performance along with parent engagement. This weekend, 20 groups of Texas A&M students are competing for a $5,000 prize to jumpstart their business venture as part of Startup Aggieland's second season of Shark Frenzy. Marketing coordinator Shelley Bankman says the event is free and open to the public.
They will get to see 20 student teams pitch their companies or their ideas. Some are at different stages. Some don't have companies yet, but some do. And then they'll get to watch these sharks, who are the cream of the crop, and engage the students in a Q&A. And that is sometimes kind of hard-hitting.
Bankman says Saturday's Shark Tank send-up features 10 respected venture capitalists from around the country. Brian Fenske with the law firm of Norton Rose Fulbright will award a $5,000 investment prize to the startup of his choice. One other team will be awarded a check for best pitch. Visit WTAW.com for more information. The end of yesterday's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting included a standing ovation given to Mark Hussey for 15 months as interim president of the flagship campus. Dr. Hussey's response was a list of thanks for the opportunity to lead the university.
And, you know, most importantly to the faculty, the staff, students and former students for all the support that you've given me this past year. This is truly a great time for Texas A&M University.
Tomorrow, Hussey returns to the Agriculture College, where he is the dean, along with leading the system's agriculture agencies as a vice chancellor. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computer on Thursday, May the 7th at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, it's 6:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Lots of sunshine will continue right through today with high temperatures during this afternoon, a bit over 80, and it's going to be clear tonight. Overnight low 54 to 58. Looks nice again during the day Friday, mostly sunny skies, high temperature 80 to 84 degrees. It'll be clear and a bit milder Friday night around 60, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, temperatures reaching the lower and middle 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the 35th victory for the A&M women's softball team. We'll have more on that. Commissioner for the Big 12 says, yeah, we might need to think about adding a playoff to our system as well. Plus, the NFL draft kicks off tonight. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes.
No. They're one champion. No, one champion. That's the Big 12. They're one champion. Ooh, no. Can't be doing that.
Well, he said they're looking at it.
Yeah, well,
that's what he said.
Well, they should, but anyway. First, they need to get 12 teams, you know, but I'm just saying. Striking image yesterday where they showed Franklin Roosevelt addressing Congress asking for a declaration of war against Japan after Pearl Harbor's attack. And then you transition into the Japanese prime minister standing in the exact same place yesterday to give a speech.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was... Well, and then he doesn't apologize on top of all of it. So to say that there's some folks who are not happy would be an understatement, including Congressman Mike Honda, who is a Japanese-American from California. He said it is shocking and shameful that the prime minister continues to evade his government's responsibility for the systematic atrocity that was perpetrated by the Japanese Imperial Army against the so-called comfort women during World War II. Today's refusal to squarely face history is an insult to the spirit of the 200,000 girls and women from the Asia Pacific who suffered during World War II. This is unacceptable. Yeah. Anyway.
That among many things.
He said, the prime minister said, history is harsh. What is done cannot be undone. My dear friends, on behalf of Japan and the Japanese people, I offer with profound respect my eternal condolences to the souls of all American people that were lost during World War II. But he didn't apologize.
Nope.
There you go.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
Yeah. So that's but to see the pictures next to each other, pretty stunning stuff. Bernie Sanders, I know he's the answer to a trivia question.
Oh boy!
But he told USA Today yesterday that he will seek the Democratic presidential nomination. He's an independent, but caucuses with them. He said, "I believe." Voters want a fundamental change so that government works for ordinary Americans and not just billionaires. Okay.
It's just because the Socialist Party doesn't have as much funding.
I was going to say, he's not necessarily one of those who's driving toward ordinary Americans.
No, his job is to play the foil of the left for Hillary.
Really? says, I'm running in this election to win. Yeah, right, sure, thanks. We've got a long path forward. Most people in America have never heard of Bernie Sanders. Guess what, Bernie? A year from now, you'll still be saying
that. Yes, you are absolutely right.
Yeah, anyway. He said, more than 90% of Americans have heard of Hillary Clinton. I will absolutely be outspent, but I do believe we have a chance to raise significant amounts of money through small individual contributions. Of course, bake sales, car washes. I think, great idea, Bernie. Let's do that. Oh, by the way, see, with the bake sale, everybody pays the same price, too. Yeah. Or you take money from somebody who's got more money to pay for the ones for the cupcakes.
Now, see, why are you got to make that political? It's a bake sale. Why do you got to do that?
I know. Presidential candidate Ted Cruz told the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce yesterday that President Obama has made race relations worse while in office, calling his leadership disappointing. Cruz said he made decisions that I think have inflamed racial tensions that have divided us rather than bringing us together. He said he has exacerbated racial misunderstanding, racial tensions, and part of the problem is that he advocates for any given plan is to build a straw man and then vilify a caricature. And, you know, Hannity, obviously speaking to that this morning. And once again, I heard a report yesterday, I hadn't seen anyplace else, that apparently two people were shot, not life-threatening injuries, I think, in Ferguson as they were having a protest in support of Baltimore.
Yes.
Wow.
I saw that as well.
There you go. Got that going on. So anyhow, as we're speaking of the Cruz speaking to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, you know, yesterday a couple of folks came to Austin who were running for president. It was Mike Huckabee and that Jeb Bush fella. They were there because there was a gathering of Hispanic evangelicals. And so they came to...
Then they had to make nicey-nice.
Well, yeah, wanted to come and speak to them. Bush saying, this country does not do well when people lurk in the shadows. This country does spectacularly well when everybody can pursue their God-given abilities. For his part, Huckabee said, this country has been a magnet for people throughout the ages. Americans should get on their knees and thank God that we live in a country that people are trying to get into, not a country that people are trying to get out of.
It's a good point, but I don't know that's how you justify demolishing a border.
No. Well, again, you got to know your audience, and they did, and so it was safe for them to be saying those sorts of things.
You're not saying he's pandering, are you?
Nah. When you get back into the light of real everyday politics and that kind of thing, it gets to be a little more problematic. But that's fine. They came in and they spoke, and that's okay. A couple of things having to do with dollars and cents. The Senate yesterday voted to pretty much get rid of, disperse this deal that Perry put together that really helped Bryan College Station, and that was the Emerging Technology Fund.
Mm.
They passed 30-1 yesterday. Now, the problem was accountability really didn't have the paperwork in order for some of that money. And so, as a result, Abbott has said, let's take that money and let's improve university research instead. So, Senate was all in favor of that. The Texas Enterprise Fund, also part of that business initiative program that Perry put in place. And again, in many ways, it did help. It did help. But by the same token, if you don't follow all the rules, don't do your due diligence, it's not a good thing. Lawmakers from both chambers gathered yesterday in a news conference to lend support to a range of bills that would limit the loan size and number of installments offered by payday and auto title lenders. Hooray for that. Thank you for doing that. That is a dangerous, scary thing. Those folks quite often are predatory in their practices. They go after people who do not understand what they are signing, and as a result, those people are locked into long-term loans at usurious rates, I believe. And so
I agree with that.
I am glad to hear that they're going to do that. Let's see what else we got going on. Oh, of course, you had the story on high-stakes testing, and how they're going to try to dial that back a little bit, and they're going to They're going to put grades on school districts because that's the way people can understand it. We talked to John Rainey about that yesterday. And, you know, I guess we all remember A, B, C, D, and F. Whatever happened to E? Poor E. E got left out. But there you go. That way we'll have some sort of a, I don't know, a measurmental line that we have. That
I must have gone to a new age hippie progressive school in St. Louis.
You had E's?
E-S-M-I-F.
Oh, no, yeah. I was going to say E's over there with S. Satisfactory, exceptional, exemplary.
Oh yeah, yeah. And get that N needs improvement.
Uh-huh. Nope, it was E-S-M-I-F.
I don't know what that...
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just remember that.
Now, why are you sure? Okay.
Well, I would always see TV and they talk about getting an A, and the only thing I ever knew was an E.
Oh.
Not that I got many of those. Crazy.
So E was good. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. E S M I F.
Excellent, superior, medium or average, inferior, failure.
Oh, really? No, you can't call somebody a failure. No, that will not stand. We can't do that.
Oh, but I did. I like the third grade so much, I did it twice.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Show Mom how sweet she is with a gift from the Chocolate Gallery. She'll love our chocolate-covered strawberries available for a limited time, just for Mother's Day.
Designer cupcakes and glazed cookies, perfect for a sweet treat. Or select chocolate truffles and bonbons for a custom box of chocolates with all Mom's favorites.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
At the Honda Dream Garage sales event, we've got great deals on almost everything we make. Are you the sporty type into neatly manicured lawns? How about the snazzy Civic with rear view camera standard? And this handy lawnmower?
Eat this dandelion!
All terrain on the brain? Road trip in a stylish Accord on Saturday and off-road in a Honda side-by-side. And for you amphibious types, conquer both land and sea in a new Pilot and a fancy four-stroke marine engine for your aquatic vessel.
Yarr!
Whatever you're into, the Honda Dream Garage sales event has got great deals for just about everything. Now go! You've got a garage to fill, and we've got more innovations to unleash.
During the Dream Garage sales event, get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a 2015 Civic, Accord, and Pilot.
Come test drive with your Central Texas Honda dealers in Waco, Killeen, and Bryan.
See your local dealer for financing details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 2nd, it's feral hog control. We'll discuss ways to minimize hog damage to fences and pastures and also review the latest research on new methods for the future this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're expecting color during the summertime, you're going to have to choose your plants carefully. Many annual flowers are better adapted to cooler climates farther north. However, I have some in our list that we're going to cover today that are best for Texas conditions. Planting now for heat-beating color. I'll have details right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Trailing lantanas have long been the darlings of commercial landscapes, and more home gardeners now know and use lantana as a testimony to the heat tolerances. Lantanas are native to the hottest parts of Southwest Texas. You want to choose the trailing types like Gold Mound, Silver Mound, New Gold for the best show in compact spaces. Intermediate types like Tangerine, Spreading Sunset, and others are good if you have a little more room. They're a little bushier. Hybrid purslane and moss rose are closely related and similar plants. They're cheerful and they withstand any and all heat. Newer types of portulaca stay open late into the day and the flowers keep coming for several months. Globe amaranth or gomphrena is an everlasting straw flower that makes a lovely show in bed plantings. Its flowers come in shades of white, rose, light pink, and purple on plants that stay at 2 feet or less. It has no insect or disease problems. It's becoming the plant of choice with many landscape contractors, especially with the newer forms that have come to the market, globe amaranth or gomphrena. Zinnias and marigolds, two popular performers, are well adapted to hot weather. There are zinnias that will do very, very well through the summertime, the profusion series. In fact, both zinnias and marigolds are native in the sunny Southwest. Marigolds have a problem with spider mites, so you're going to have to get past that. You might want to go Mexican mint marigold for some interesting aroma and also for beautiful fall color. There are dwarf marigolds or dwarf zinnias. There are some great plants. You can plant them in late summer for fall color, and that works out really well. Wax begonias are the biggest sellers in Texas garden centers in the spring and early summer. We've overused them, though. We're tending to use them in too much sun. If you have a bed that gets any amount of sun at all, then you want to use the bronze-leafed wax begonias. They're more sun-tolerant. Wax begonias come in shades of red, pink, white, and two-tone. They're wonderful in the shade. They'll do very, very well. And so will caladiums, of course. This is prime time for planting caladiums. And then one of my go-to hero plants for color in shade or part shade would be cutting-grown coleus. Coleus have been selected because they don't tend to bloom, and therefore they're rooted from cuttings. And there are some wonderful ones in garden centers. More and more of the coleus you see sold are grown that way. I'm Neil Sperry. Restore your lawn to perfection in our next Plant Talk Texas. I'll have details. Until then, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Oops. I almost had us die.
Really?
Yeah,
it's that bad? Yeah, I've been trying really hard at this.
Really?
Lately.
Okay, here we go. All right, got it. Yeah.
All right, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The number 25 Texas A&M softball team earned its 35th victory of 2015, taking down Texas State 2-1 in the final midweek contest of the regular season. Senior Rachel Fox went the distance for the 20th time this season, earning win number 20. The ladies are now 35-17 and 9-12 in the SEC and will close out their regular season by hosting Ole Miss in a final weekend series with a first pitch that starts on Friday at 6:35. On out of the Big 12, well, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowsky says he believes the conference will move towards having a championship football game because not having one puts it at a disadvantage when it comes to placing teams in the college football playoff. The Big 12 is the lone Big 5 conference that has only 10 teams and does not have a title game. Baylor and TCU tied for the Big 12 title last season, but were both jumped by Ohio State in the final playoff committee rankings because they didn't have the playoff. Tonight kicks off the NFL draft, and most of the mock drafts have Jameis Winston going number one to Tampa Bay, but there are rumblings as of late that Cleveland may try to trade up to number two to get Marcus Mariota. Where does that leave Johnny? That's still up in the air, but a lot of folks think he could eventually wind up in Big D. Stephen Jones, Executive Vice President, COO, and Director of Player Personnel for the Pokes, explains their draft day.
You know, at the end of the day, I think our priority is to pick the best players and improve our football team. You know, I think we can do that in this draft. And as you said, there's some depth at some of those spots. And, you know, where we're picking makes it really hard to project because we're, you know, late in each round.
As for the Aggies, offensive tackle Cedric Oboye, he is a fringe first-round prospect. He'd give the Aggies three consecutive drafts of top 32 offensive linemen selected. Offensive guard Jarvis Harrison, running back Trey Williams, and tight end Cam Clear round out the players who could be selected today through next Saturday. That's how long the draft runs. In Major League Baseball, Logan Morrison had a tie-breaking two-run double to lead the Seattle Mariners to a 5-2 win over the Texas Rangers last night. Morrison finished 4-for-5. Rangers manager Jeff Banister doesn't know where to start with the Rangers, slumping at the plate and not doing well in the field either, posting 4 E's last night.
He says it's something they have worked on, though.
We put a premium on that in spring training. We put a premium on every day. We've actually changed our routine of we're running our guys out there early on a clean field, not during BP, with our ground ball sessions as opposed to, you know, during batting practice, you know, where we're getting concentrated work.
Oakland heads to Arlington tonight. First pitch, 7:05. Colby Rasmus hit a two-run jack to power the Houston Astros to a 7-2 win against the slumping San Diego Padres. Dallas Keuchel held San Diego to just 3 hits in 8 innings. The Stros head home after an 8-1 West Coast swing that gave them the best road record in the major leagues. Seattle's in H-Town tonight for a 7-10 start. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets have fired their social media manager after he posted a tweet with an emoji of a gun pointed at a horse's head as they were beating the Dallas Mavericks. The Rockets confirmed the dismissal of Chad Shanks yesterday. Shanks wrote on his personal Twitter page that he would no longer run the Rockets' Twitter account, but was grateful to the organization. The Rockets are awaiting the winner of San Antonio-LA series. Clippers in San Antonio for Game 6 tonight at 8:30. Kawhi Leonard knows to close out the Clippers, the Spurs have to be on top of their game.
We're not confident until we win. We still have to beat a great team on our home floor. We lost a game on our home floor, so just a challenge for us to come out mentally ready.
Spurs lead that series 3-2. The Memphis Grizzlies have advanced to the NBA Western Conference semifinals and will take on the Golden State Warriors starting Sunday in Oakland. Mark Gasol contributed 26 points and 14 rebounds as the Grizzlies knocked out Portland in 5 games, 99-93. The Atlanta Hawks are up 3-2 in their first-round series after they ran over Brooklyn 107-97. And finally, in the NHL, Ben Bishop picked up his first career playoff shutout, and the Tampa Bay Lightning advanced to the second round of the NHL playoffs against Montreal by downing Detroit 2-0. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Sioux Falls Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-